you know, if you follow Imran Khan's logic, he said cricket is so popular, so people won't attack cricketers, but it has happened. So it means that this particular group is not aiming at the general Pakistani public, but they are catering to a very specific constituency. Now, that's one possibility. But Rahman, who is an ex-Indian Army officer, has written in one of the Sri Lankan websites and raised the possibility that it's a contract job, like the Japanese Red Army in Tel Aviv in 1972, and that this is a Pakistani group who are linked to the Tamil Tigers, who are an international, transnational corporation, that they are doing this job for the LTTE. Now, that's a slim possibility. It seems far-fetched. And
Is it really a slim possibility? Because it appears that it was not a random attack, but a targeted one.
Oh, yes.
So is there a possibility of this attack being linked to the LTTE activities in Sri Lanka?
Well, Rahman has done that. Other Sri Lankans have dismissed this, some of my friends. Now, the question is, then why didn't they attack the Sri Lankans while they were practicing in Colombo? But if they did that, it'll be definitely put down to the Tigers. And it wouldn't have the public theater that this has. And this is why, you see, it's not only whom and what were their targets, but why and why now. And the only reason why I can think that it has happened now is because the LTTE are in dire straits and with their backs to the wall. So whether in these circumstances they've taken this extreme step is a possibility. I hope Rahman is wrong about this. But if it is correct, then actually the focus on Pakistan as a basket case is misplaced.
Now, what prompted the Sri Lankan cricket team to take a decision to tour Pakistan when most other cricketing nations had declined on security grounds?
But what was the problem? You know, Sri Lanka and, you know, India and Pakistan are at loggerheads, especially after Mumbai. So there was a danger that there would be a payback. But Sri Lanka have not alienated the Pakistani people. Logically, there's no ground for Islamic extremists in Pakistan to attack Sri Lankan cricketers.
Now, if this tour was completed without any untoward incident, the Sri Lankan team would have emerged heroes, sending a strong message to the wider cricketing world and questioned their duplicity in stands and standards.
Yeah.
Do you think Sri Lankan cricket team wanted to play heroes?
No, I don't think they felt they were in danger. I mean, clearly, if he had asked me, I would have said, you know, go ahead. Imran Khan would have said, go ahead. What's the problem? I'm sure the Sri Lankan ambassador in Islamabad had said it's fine. So the fear seemed aggravated and extreme.
Financially, how important is it for countries like Pakistan and Sri Lanka to brave the odds and play cricket?
It's important for the infrastructure of cricket. You see, the funds generated by the tours and TV coverage are important. But more important than that is the fact that cricket is the only game in which Sri Lanka operates at an international level. So it is, you know, it's important in terms of nationalist sentiment. The other question is, you know, they have ICC world rankings. Think of poor Pakistan. What happens to their world ranking? They are at a grave disadvantage where they play abroad or semi-abroad in Dubai or wherever. So this skews the whole level playing field.
Post this incident, are the days of cricket tours in Pakistan over or numbered?
Well, the way people are talking, yes. It seems to be at least on a back burner for some time. And as you know, this will also bring the next World Cup and its location into focus. So there are big question marks now whether they can have the World Cup in the subcontinent.
What does this incident translate in terms of cricket tours in countries with significant terror threats?
The Western countries have already shown a certain timidity in going to these countries. Will say, look, we can't go, and they will put their foot down and nothing can be done about it. These intrepid, militant nationalist groups are quite innovative in what they can do. And any senior security analyst will tell you that no country is 100% foolproof.